Hello, my wonderful friend. It is me, Inara, and I am so happy you are here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening with children around ages 6 and 7, and I just had to share this with you. If you have a child in this age range, you might be witnessing something absolutely wonderful. Your little one is developing what we call emotional intelligence, and it is one of the most magical transformations I have ever seen. Let me tell you what is happening in that beautiful growing heart of theirs. First, I want you to know something important. If your child is experiencing big feelings, complex emotions, or moments where they seem overwhelmed by what they are feeling, this is not a problem. This is actually a sign that their emotional world is expanding in the most beautiful way. The magic book taught me that this age, 6 to 7 years old, is when children begin to understand something truly remarkable. They discover that they can feel two emotions at the same time. Can you imagine? Your child might feel excited and nervous about their first sleepover. They might feel proud and a little scared about reading in front of the class. This ability to hold multiple feelings at once, what researchers call ambivalence, is a huge developmental milestone. It means their emotional intelligence is blooming. Now, let me share what the research tells us, because this is fascinating. Dr. Shauna Tomany and Dr. Susan Rivers from the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence have studied this extensively, and they found that children with higher emotional intelligence are better able to pay attention, are more engaged in school, have more positive relationships, and are more empathic. Isn't not that wonderful? They identified 5 essential skills that make up emotional intelligence, and I love this framework because it spells out RULER. Recognizing emotions in yourself and others, understanding what causes those emotions and what might happen because of them, labeling your feelings with accurate, rich vocabulary, expressing your emotions in ways that are appropriate for the time and place, and regulating your emotions, which means having strategies to shift how you feel or maintain a feeling you want to keep. Your 6 or 7 year old is learning all of these skills right now, and here is what makes this age so special. They are developing the ability to express complex emotions like pride, guilt, and shame. They are becoming more aware of how others feel. They are learning that their actions affect the people around them. This is emotional wisdom growing in real time. Now, I know this journey is not always easy. Child development experts tell us that self-esteem is still quite fragile at this age. Your child might compare themselves to their friends and feel discouraged if they think they are not as good at something. They might be self-critical, and that can be hard to watch as a parent. But here is what I want you to know. This is completely normal development. Your child is learning to see themselves as a unique individual, and that process includes figuring out their strengths and areas where they are still growing. Your gentle support during these moments is building their emotional resilience. So what can you do to support your child's emotional intelligence journey? Let me share some beautiful strategies. First, help them build a rich vocabulary for emotions. Instead of just happy, sad, or mad, introduce words like proud, disappointed, frustrated, content, anxious, or excited. When you read stories together, talk about how characters feel and why. When your child experiences an emotion, help them name it accurately. This gives them the tools to understand and communicate their inner world. Second, validate their feelings always. When your child says they feel nervous about something, do not dismiss it by saying there is nothing to worry about. Instead, say something like, "I understand feeling nervous. That makes sense. Tell me more about what you are feeling." This teaches them that all emotions are okay and that you are a safe person to share feelings with. Third, model emotional intelligence yourself. Talk about your own feelings. You might say, "I felt frustrated when the grocery store was so crowded, so I took some deep breaths to help myself feel calmer." Or, "I felt proud of myself for finishing that project at work." When children see adults recognizing, labeling, and regulating emotions, they learn that these are normal, healthy skills. Fourth, teach regulation strategies. Help your child discover what works for them. Some children calm down with deep breathing. Others need to move their bodies, draw, or talk through their feelings. There is no one right way. The goal is to help your child build a toolbox of strategies they can use when big feelings arise. And here is something the magic book showed me that I absolutely love. There is a story in our library called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, and it is perfect for this age. In this story, Theo and Miles discover that their parents' bedroom holds gentle echoes of caring conversations, and they learn that adults have invisible worries too, and that small acts of kindness can help heal hearts. This story teaches children something so important about emotional intelligence. It shows them how to recognize emotions in others, even when those emotions are not obvious. It demonstrates that everyone, even grown-ups, experiences complex feelings. And it beautifully illustrates how empathy and caring actions can make a real difference in someone's emotional world. After you read this story with your child, you might talk about how everyone has feelings they do not always show on the outside. You could ask your child, how can you tell when someone might need kindness, even if they have not said anything? This builds their emotional awareness and empathy skills in such a gentle, natural way. You know what I find most beautiful about this developmental stage? Your child is not just learning about their own emotions. They are learning to understand and care about the emotions of others. They are developing compassion. They are discovering that their actions can bring comfort and joy to the people they love. This is emotional leadership beginning to take root. The research is so clear on this. This age, 6 to 7, is a golden opportunity. The emotional intelligence skills your child develops now will serve them for their entire life. Better relationships, greater resilience, deeper self-awareness, the ability to navigate challenges with grace. All of this is being built right now in these everyday moments you share together. So if your child is struggling with big feelings, if they are comparing themselves to others, if they are learning to name emotions they have never felt before, please know this. You are watching emotional intelligence bloom. You are witnessing your child's heart grow wiser and more compassionate. And that is something truly magical. The Magic Book and I are here to support you on this journey. We have stories that help children understand their emotions, develop empathy, and learn that all feelings are okay. Because raising an emotionally intelligent child is not about eliminating difficult emotions. It is about teaching your child that they have the wisdom and the tools to understand and manage whatever they feel. You are doing such beautiful work, my friend. Your child is so lucky to have you guiding them through this journey. Keep validating their feelings. Keep building that emotional vocabulary together. Keep modeling the emotional intelligence you want to see. And trust that every conversation about feelings, every moment of empathy, every regulation strategy you teach is building something lasting and wonderful. With love and starlight, Inara. The Magic Book and I are always here for you.